This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. My name is Luciana Da Silva, and I am your host. Today, we have a wonderful show. We are going to be talking about immigrating with kids to the United States. So if you're a parent, you definitely want to stay tuned for the entire show. We're going to be talking about the sort of conversation that you need to have with your kids before coming, how you prepare them for their arrival, what to do whenever they do arrive, and for your family to be able to have that transition in a very healthy way. We'll also talk about kids in school, how to enroll them in school, and how the fun they can have, the entertainment that they can also really take part in, and how to make them happy in the United States. And we also have a few guests joining us. We have, let's bring in our guests here. Hey, everyone. We have Richard and Lisa, who are part of the Kinetics team. Let's go ahead and introduce both of you. Ladies first, Lisa, if you want to introduce yourself.
Hi, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on where you are in the world. My name is Lisa, and I am the VP of Operations with Kinetics USA, and we're very honored to be here with you today.
Welcome, Lisa. Richard, please introduce yourself.
Buenos dias, todas. I am Richard Lace, Kinetics Senior Onboarding Specialist. Happy to have you all here today to discuss what it's like to immigrate to the United States with young children, or perhaps not even so young, but very important information, as they are a very important part of the calculation and equation to make you guys very happy and set you up for success. So thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Richard. And Richard is located in California, and Lisa is in Florida. So we have different sides of the United States. And also, Richard and Lisa are part of the Kinetics team, as they said. So it's really, really great to get your input and to actually hear about your experiences with our nurses before they arrive and post-arrival. Let's get started. So I want to start with you, Lisa. Give us an overview of the process for nurses to come to the United States with Kinetics.
You want me to start from the beginning?
Yeah. Start with after they apply. How does that go?
Yeah. So after you apply, one of our recruitment team will reach out to you and speak to you about various topics, your experience, what you're looking for, where you're looking to go, and what your goals are for coming to the United States. They will match you up with one of our clients here that kind of match your goals and aspirations, and they will set you up for interviews with multiple clients. And then once you get an offer where you're happy and content and going, our expert immigration team will work with attorneys and the clients to get your cases filed and walk you through the process of that until it is time for you to arrive. And that's when you will meet your onboarding specialist, Richard, who would be able to help you when you come to migrate here.
Enjoy and prosper. That's the
Absolutely.
Last of our success
Absolutely.
Path right there. Yeah. It's prospering in the United States with your family. Richard, give us an overview of that onboarding process, just to have an overview.
Okay. Well, once a nurse has been granted their visa to come to the United States, I'm typically introduced to them at that stage, at which point I have a quick interview with everybody and assess their situation to determine how best I can assist them in their transition process to the United States. Some of those questions include and involve whether or not you have children. Again, because including children in the calculation is a very important part of setting you up for success in the United States, often overlooked by other companies. But if the children aren't happy, you're not going to be happy. So part of that process is determining how old they are and connecting you as a parent with the local school district so that you can get properly enrolled. I have seen most children, once they enter the United States, very few find it traumatic. Most are very excited. to come to the United States. And once we get them enrolled in a local school district, they're, you know, children are children and they make friends. And then next thing you know, they're very happy. So that's kind of the process, how I approach it, dealing with nurses with children. That's all I have to say.
Children are so resilient. They're so resilient. It's amazing how they can learn languages so fast, how they can adopt so quickly whenever they're going through change. Lisa, I want to go back to you because let's start with that recruitment phase. And the nurses have been connected with the clients. They're starting to go through the immigration process. But there's that initial conversation that they need to have with their children to prepare them to go to the United States. In your experiences, what does that conversation look like? And what do you say that it should look like, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I have not immigrated myself, but what I would obviously suggest is that you start watching, you know, perhaps videos on YouTube about schools in America, you know, looking at how sports might be different or looking at different, you know, clubs that they can join. There's Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts of America. So there's all different types of things that may be different in your country. So I would personally start watching movies with them based in America, looking up YouTube videos, as I mentioned, and maybe do some reading with them about the changes that, you know, that they can expect. And really just trying to answer questions for them, because I think it's kind of a scary thing at that time. I remember when I was young and we moved to another place, that's what I did. I asked my parents tons of questions. So really just being there and, you know, showing them what you can and then being available to answer questions for them to put their mind at ease. And of course, your kinetics team is always happy to have a call with you and speak with the kids too. I've definitely done that in the past. And so, you know, if that's something that, you know, you feel you want that support, we're happy to help in that regard too.
When you're on that phone call, what do you say? What kind of questions do kids have?
You know, I think they, you know, they're so innocent. Children are just so innocent. You know, they ask, oh, are kids nice? will I go to a school with a lot of kids or will I be in a small, you know, small class? You know, what grade will I go into? Just really, really cute stuff. They'll ask me things about where, you know, the area, and I'll give them as much information as I can about what location they're going to. And so I'll do a little bit of research first. But yeah, they're very innocent. So the questions are really pretty straightforward and sweet, if you will. Some are, you know, more specific to school. And you know, I think younger children are a lot more adaptive. And so they're a little bit easier. It's usually the teenagers that you want to convince. They have a little bit of a hard time. And you have to always remember that, you know, they are, you know, they have their friends that they've probably grown up with. So just trying to make them comfortable in themselves to know that they'll be able to make new friends. And again, show them, we talk about like different things they can join. I ask them what their interests are. So we may look up things that pertain to those interests in the location and then just try to get them excited about having the opportunity to join those clubs and groups.
It is a very exciting time, a very scary time, like you said, but it's absolutely fulfilling and absolutely something that can change your life. Wonderful. And we just got Bong joining us. Bong, please introduce yourself to our audience.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. I'm here again. I'm Bong. And I'm also a nurse, but my wife was the one who's, you know, brought us here in the U.S. So I'm a big supporter with my wife and my kids as well.
Tell us about your journey to the United States with your kids. That initial conversation we were just talking about, how did you prepare your kids to come? How did that conversation go initially?
Okay, so our application was, you know, very long process. It was like 12 years. So we only had one child at that time. So we have already, since we started the process, we have already been talking to our daughter at that time. She was excited because, you know, Disneyland, Disney World and everything, you know, like a lot of fun here in the U.S. So we have already been telling them what we're going to do, this plan, and then they got, you know, she got bigger, and then our son came as well. So they were very excited at the beginning, you know, like the whole process. So it wasn't that hard for them to encourage them to come in the U.S. And we told them that this has already been our plan ever since, you know, moving to the U.S.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
I want to ask you another question, Bong. How did it go packing, moving? That moment that it's actually like reality. We've got boxes now, putting things in there. How did that go?
Well, we have lived in the UK for 17 years. Imagine what you can build, like stuff and things with that 17 years. We got stuff in the attic and everywhere. So we gave away a lot of our stuff as well. We sold some of them as well. But then my wife is very, you know, like, I want to keep this, I want to keep that. And we don't want to lose those stuff that our kids has grown out in from it. So we wanted to bring everything. We hired a forwarder. Half of the big container we paid for that, for all our stuff to come in the US. Plus we had like 9 luggages, you know, check-in luggages, we brought with us, you know, on the plane. It's a lot of preparation for that travel. In fact, we just gave away a lot of our stuff as well, because we couldn't bring them all with us at that time. Yeah, it was exciting. A lot of our friends helped us pack, you know, and so it was exciting and a different kind of feeling. Everything is there.
Richard, in your experiences, when parents are preparing to come to the United States, really work on the back end in terms of when they arrive, but that preparation is so important. What advice do you have?
Ship your goods. Ship your goods. Quite honestly, just to piggyback on what Bong says, you know, it's hard to downsize your possessions that you've been collecting for your entire life. And yet, how do you flesh that into bringing everything you own onto a plane with your children? What if you have youngins that you need a car seat with? And I know it's expensive, but I would advise having, you know, a global shipping company ship your items to your destination. Quite frankly, it's going to save you a lot of time and effort. It'll cost you money, but I would go with that personally, quite frankly. I would ship your goods.
9 suitcases, Bong. That's fantastic.
Yeah. How do you deal with that? And that's just clothing. That's not your dinner plates, exactly. Your dinner table and everything else.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And whenever you arrive, there's a long checklist of things that you need to do when you arrive for yourself and your family. And we'll be getting more into that a little bit later. But let's get into that immigration phase. So you've had the conversation with your kids, you're, you know, getting ready to come, and you're also going through this immigration phase at that time and getting all of your paperwork together. Lisa, what can nurses expect during this period?
Again, like you said, we would require a list of documents to file your I-140. And once we've submitted that to your attorney, your case will be filed then with the United States Immigration Service. And most of them are filed premium processing. So within about 15 days, those cases will be approved. and you will move on to the next step of the immigration process, which is the National Visa Center. And at that time, you know, we'll collect civil documents for yourself and your children and submit those to the NVC. And when that is then completed, you are in line for the embassy interview, and you will then again collect documents, do medical exams for yourself and your children, and prepare for your embassy interview. And then you're on your way to the United States.
Let's get into a little bit on that embassy interview and also immigrating here. Is there an age range that parents can bring their kids? Because the parents are getting green cards, because you are getting a permanent job here in the United States. You are immigrating here, so you do get a green card. How does that work with kids? Is there an age limit? Tell us about that, Lisa.
There actually is. Your children can all be included in your case up to 21 years of age. So there is an age limit. So if they are over 21, unfortunately, they would not be able to be on this petition and receive a green card. However, at a later stage in your life, as you have lived in America, you would be able to sponsor your children that are over the age of 21.
Are there any other options if kids are over the age of 21? I know you and I were talking about some options in terms of coming here to go to school. How does that work?
Yeah, so you would, depending on what they want to do with, in life, they can look at multiple universities in the United States that do sponsor international students, and they would then help them and assist them in applying for perhaps an F1 visa.
There are many ways that your entire family can be here. In the United States.
And of course, if they're nurses, we can sponsor them as well. Or there are other disciplines as well. So you can discuss that with the recruiter at the time of your interview.
Absolutely. And Bong, just to ask you about that immigration phase, what was that like for you and your family?
It was something that, you know, when you're waiting, so it's exciting. At the same time, you don't know what's going to happen as well, that the immigration process. And when we went to the embassy, it wasn't that hard because all they asked was our kids, actually, because they know they were coming to Florida. They said they just asked, you want to go and meet, Mickey Mouse and, you know, things like that. So it wasn't hard. And the whole process is actually exciting, and it's mixed emotions, really. Every day I've been watching, how the life in Florida, buying properties and stuff like that. So it wasn't hard on that process.
Did you have any challenges during that time? Tell us about that.
The only challenge that we have on that part, the immigration process, because prior to the application into Connecticut at that time, we had a different agency, and then there wasn't any job at that time. So that we had to have my wife's I-140 to be recaptured at that time, which we were thinking as well that it might take longer than expected, but it didn't actually. It was smooth.
That's always so good to hear that there are wonderful positive moments that come out of this. And we actually have another nurse joining us. Nina, please introduce yourself.
Hi everyone. Hello. My name is Nina, and I have been introduced by Connectic to Siena Healthcare for my U.S. journey up here. And then I had interview with Siena Healthcare, which is in Michigan. And then I was recruited as RN with them. And a couple of months ago, I immigrated from Canada to U.S.
And you brought your family with you. Tell us a little bit about your family and what that process was like for you.
For me, the journey from Canada to US is not that hard because we used to cross the border before the whole process began. So we little bit know about the, state, the Michigan, which we were trying to move on. When I got hired with Ciena Health, I actually explored the city and we drove and introduced ourselves to our own community, our church and things like that. And then I started exploring in Google about school ratings and all those things. And so I prepared myself before moving to where I would be actually locating. I found out a placement here with an apartment where the school is nearby and my job is nearby, and we have, you know, all those community resources nearby. So it wasn't a hard journey for me, but, you know, I had a lot of help from Mr. Bong, who actually gave me resources in searching for apartments and searching for schools and things like that. And that made the journey so smooth. A couple of months ago, myself, my husband and two kids, my elder son is in grade 8 and my daughter is in grade 3. We moved here and we settled. They got a placement in a good school, and I'm quite happy with, you know. I did have some challenges, moving to a new country and new environment is of course a difficult situation. And yeah, well, we came out through it, and it was a best experience.
So wonderful to have you in the United States. Welcome to the United
States. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. What a wonderful journey and a story there. Nina, how many suitcases did you come with your family? Just to know.
Well, because it was closer to my, Canadian home, we actually moved in a couple of days. We drove in our minivan with some, you know, emergency stuffs and all. And then we rented a U-Haul for all those furnitures and things like that. If suitcases, I would say 3 for each one of us. And, you know, yeah.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.